This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us opportunities after opportunities to have our sins be forgiven for. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, As-salawat al-khams, the five daily prayers, wa Ramadan ila Ramadan, and from one Ramadan to the next, and wa Jum'ah ila Jum'ah, and from one Jum'ah, Friday to the next. He said, mukaffiratun lima baynahunna idha ijtunibat al-kaba'ir. These are expiations for those, expiations between them, for those who avoid major sins. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the five daily prayers. And you might say, why is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has asked us to pray in the morning, and then at noontime, and then at sunset, and then at nighttime? Why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put these ibadats, acts of worship, at different intervals and different times of the day? And also we have different types of worship. Every week, we have a Jumu'ah. And then every year, we have Ramadan. These are pit stops for us. Stops where we can refuel ourselves. Like when you're traveling, you're not going to be able to reach your destiny and reach your destination if you do not refuel. Sometimes you have to stop. You have to refuel yourselves, your car. You might need a little bit of rest before you continue on if it's a long, long, very, very long journey. So in this life that we're living right now, this is a journey. But what is the fuel that keeps us going, that helps us to continue on this journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in the end, inshaAllah, to the paradise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is that fuel that will help us continue going? Because even our cars, if we do not refuel our cars, they will stall and stop in the middle. So in life, the same thing. That's why the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said these five daily prayers, these are pit stops so that we can refuel ourselves with what? The daily pit stops are the five daily prayers. The weekly pit stop is the Jumu'ah, the Friday prayer. The yearly pit stop is Ramadan. And the once-in-a-lifetime pit stop is Hajj. And these pit stops, we have to refuel ourselves with taqwallahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَتَزَوَّدُوا فَإِنَّ خَيْرَ زَادْ التَّقْوَى وَتَزَوَّدُوا. Take provisions. You take provisions for your journey, but the best provision you can take is taqwallahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why during this month, this is the month of refueling ourselves. Refueling ourselves with taqwallahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, بَعْدَ نَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. O ye who believe, fasting has been prescribed upon you, just as it was prescribed upon those before you, so that you may, in hopes that you may acquire taqwa. in hopes that you may acquire taqwa. Without taqwa, we will not be able to go and continue in this life in a way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with. We will not be able to refuel ourselves, because most people, when they are sick physically, they're aware. And all of us, when we become sick, we're aware, we feel weakened. We feel sometimes we can't even get out of bed because we're so tired or weakened by whatever ailments we may have. So we have no energy. We can no longer continue to do the things that we normally do when we become sick. And we're more likely to try to correct ourselves, or to see a doctor, or to take the appropriate medicine so that we will be again healthy and well. But there are many people who are sick. Many people are sick, yet they don't realize they're sick. Because in life we have the physical aspect, but there's also the spiritual aspect of our lives. And if our hearts become sickened, then we no longer enjoy the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When it's time to pray, it's a burden. Just like when we are sick, it's difficult to get out of bed or even go to the bathroom. Why? Because we have no strength. And sometimes we need help doing just the regular things we do every day. But for those whose hearts have become stained with sins, whose hearts have become sickened because of sins and diseases, because there are diseases of the heart also, then it becomes very difficult for such a people to stand up to worship Allah, to recite the Quran. It becomes difficult to wake up for Fajr. It becomes difficult to give in charity. It becomes difficult to do that which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because spiritually we're sick. And that's why you have to realize, you have first, before you can even correct, before you can even find a cure for what you have, you have to first and foremost realize, you diagnose yourself and see and realize you are in the realization that you are sick. Like spiritually, we need help. And then inshallah, then you find the appropriate medicine for it. So how do you know? How can you tell whether you're spiritually well or not? Whether you're spiritually healthy or not? Because in order for us to reach our destination, our hearts need to be healthy. And our hearts need to be healthy. We need to be healthy also spiritually to reach our destination. يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ. On that day, wealth, your children and your wealth, your children and wealth will not avail you. إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهِ. Except for those who come forth towards Allah بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Except for those who come forth with a healthy and sound heart. You will not be able to reach your destination. And that's why it's very important for us to take care of our hearts also, spiritually to make sure that we have cleansed it. And so how can we know? What are some of the signs that our heart, not physically, the spiritual aspect, is not healthy? What are some of the signs? Well, if we find ourselves looking at ibadat and the worship of Allah as being a major burden, then we need to do something about it. Why? Because healthy hearts, and pure and clean and healthy hearts, yearn towards the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They look forward to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu anhu, he said, لَوْ طَهُرَتْ قُلُوبُنَا مَا شَبِعْنَا مِنْ كَلَامِ رَبِّنَا. If our hearts were clean and pure, we would never get enough of the word of our Lord. If our hearts were pure, when we sit down to read the Qur'an, we want to continue to recite and learn. And when we are not reciting the Qur'an, we look forward to the next opportunity, the next time that we can sit down and recite the Qur'an. And we continue to come back to it. But if our hearts are sick, we try, yes, we sit down, but we are easily distracted because we're not immersed in the beauty of the Qur'an, and so we're easily distracted. We sit for 4 or 5 minutes and we want to leave already. We want to do this and we want to do that. And so, if you want to check yourself, if you want to check if your heart is healthy or not, if you want to know the condition of your heart, then check how you are with the Qur'an. Check how you are with the Qur'an. If you love to recite it, if you look forward to reciting it, then your heart, inshallah, is healthy. Another thing is, when we stand up for prayer or when it's time to pray, how are we when it's time to pray? Because if our hearts were healthy, we would yearn and we would look forward to the next prayer when one prayer is finished. And we would come to the masjid early to wait for that next prayer. Because that's where we find enjoyment. That's where we find pleasure. That's where we find a peace of mind. That's where we're at peace. When we're praying or when we are in the masjid, in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, سَبْعَةٌ يُذِلُّهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي ظِلِّهِ يَوْمَ لَا ظِلَّ إِلَّا ظِلُّهُ. Seven, there are seven whom Allah will shade on the Day of Judgment. On the day in which there's no shade except for the shade of Allah. And one of which is one whose heart is connected to the masjid. What does it mean by one whose heart is connected to the masjid? It means that he looks forward to the prayer, not only just the prayer, but coming to the masjid, to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to pray. Because this is where he finds enjoyment and this is where he finds peace. When he leaves the masjid, it's like a fish out of water. He just wants to come back because that's where you're comfortable. Your comfort zone is the masjid. Your comfort zone is the prayer. So if you want to find whether your heart is clean and pure or not, then check yourself also with your prayer. How are you when it is time to pray? Do you look forward to it or not? And so that's why if we want to recite the Qur'an and cleanse our hearts, we also cleanse our hearts with the Qur'an, because the Qur'an is a cure for all ailments, physical and spiritual, inner, external and inner ailments. Reciting the Quran is a cure for those ailments. And so it might be difficult at the very beginning. But once you cleanse your heart and you get used to it, and it takes sometimes a long time. Why? Because the Prophet ﷺ said, when a servant commits a sin, there's a dot that is placed upon his heart, a black dot that's placed, نُكِتَ فِي قَلْبِهِ نُكْتَةً سَوْدًا. A black spot is put upon his heart. And when he commits another sin, another black spot is put on there. And if he doesn't repent, it continues to be blackened to the point where he can no longer recognize good from bad and right from wrong. And that's why you wonder sometimes in this society when they are being lied to left and right by the media, by their governments, by the oppressive people. They continue to believe them and don't see the truth. Well, maybe it's because their heart can no longer distinguish what's good and bad, what's right and what's wrong, because they are a people who are fusaq, who are sinners. But when you repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're scrubbing that away. But sometimes it takes a while, because there's so much, it's so stained that it takes a while. And it's difficult at the very beginning when you're trying to cleanse yourself. You have to work a little bit extra hard. But you know, if it's white and it's just a small spot, immediately, when you clean it immediately, it's easy to cleanse. And that's why if you don't cleanse it immediately, it has a permanent effect on a person. Those who do not repent to Allah on a regular basis, their sins have a permanent effect in their lives. Ibn Jawzi, rahimahullah, he said, sins, when not repented from immediately, have a permanent effect, because it's like oil when it stains your clothing. Your material, if you don't cleanse it immediately, it has a permanent effect. And you see that stain there, but if you are immediately, when it gets on your clothing, you wash it immediately, then you can wipe it, and it's easier to do so. And that's why we have to do so every day, repent to Allah, and make sure we are consistent in our prayers. Because if we're not, we don't pray the five daily prayers, then our heart becomes hardened and it also becomes stained. And that's why there are some people who say, you know, so-and-so has a clean heart. So-and-so has a clean heart. Has a good heart. But that person doesn't pray, yeah. But they have a clean heart. Do you know what that's like saying? It's like saying so-and-so has a clean mouth, but they never brush their teeth. You can't say, I brushed my teeth 2 days ago. It's still clean. No. You have to do so every day. And I'm not even talking about every day, once a day, no. You have to do so over and over again, because as soon as you eat, as soon as it's 4 or 5 hours since the last time you brushed your teeth, sometimes the smell again, the foul smell again comes from your mouth already. And that's why you have to clean it every day. You can't say, oh, I already brushed my teeth yesterday. No, did you brush your teeth this morning? If you didn't, then of course, it's not going to be clean. And that's why we have to pray every single day. Fajr. Allah orders us to pray. Hayya ala salah. Hayya ala al-falah. Come to your prayer, come to your success. And then Allah gives another opportunity at noontime when we're busy. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Come to pray. Again, for those who committed their sins in the mornings, morning hours, the opportunity to repent, to return to Allah, is given to them again at noontime. And then at Asr time, and at Maghrib time, and those who committed sins at night time, Fajr time comes, and Allah is calling you back to Him. Allah is calling you back to Him. And that's why the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the parable of the five daily prayers as a river or a stream flowing in front of a person's house. He said, if you were to jump into that stream or river every day, five times a day, would you find any filth on you whatsoever? The companions, they said, no, O Messenger of Allah, we would not find any filth on us if we were to jump into that stream or water every single day, five times a day. And he said, likewise are the five daily prayers. They cleanse ourselves. When we make wudu, our sins come off of us with the drops of water that come off of us when we're making wudu, or with the final drop of water that comes in another narration. And so the five daily prayers, and so check yourself. Check yourself when it comes time to pray. Where you are when it's time to pray. And how are you when it's time to pray? Your condition when it's time to pray and your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so if you want to check the condition of your heart, then check the quality of your prayer. The quality of your prayer if you want to see whether your heart is clean or not. If you want to see that, then check the quality of your prayer. When you're standing to pray, make sure you also call your heart to join you. Sometimes we stand up to pray, but physically we're praying, but our heart is not with us. It's somewhere else. It's not praying with us. We like to call our children to join us in prayer, our family members to join us in prayer, but sometimes we forget to ask our heart to join us in prayer also. And we stand up in prayer and we're all over at our workplace, all over different places, and we're communicating with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yet our heart is not there. And that's why if you want to see the condition of your heart, then check the quality of your prayer. How are you when it's time to pray, when you stand up to pray? What are you thinking about? Because that which you think about during prayer, that which you are concerned about during prayer, helps you to determine who you are as a Muslim. Who you are as a Muslim. And so, during these days of Ramadan, and the nights in which we stand up in prayer, we sometimes don't have a lot of time to do a lot of ibadat. Maybe we're busy in the daytime. But whatever we do, make sure try to focus on quality. If you don't have the quantity, then at least make it up with quality. If you don't have the time to do many acts of worship, then whatever you're doing, do it with quality. And that's something that's very important. It's something we need to focus on. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. It is He who created light, death and life to see which of you are best in deeds. He did not say our most in deeds. No, our best in deeds. And so focus on quality in your acts of worship, in your ibadat. When you stand up for prayer, pray as if it's your last prayer. And when you're fasting, don't just fast from food and water also, but fast from all that which is displeasing to Allah, and do that which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as much as you can while you're fasting. Be in a state of remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the month of Ramadan is not just the month in which we
lose weight. And most of us don't lose weight during the month of Ramadan anyways. It's the month to lose sins. It's the month to lose sins, to cleanse our heart and fill it with taqwallahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that we can continue on our journey, check our hearts, make sure that it's not sick. Because when it's sick, you will not be able to perform, you will not be able to enjoy the acts of worship. So cleanse and purify your heart. Fill it with taqwallahi subhanahu wa ta'ala and do not leave this month without repenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the true repentance. Make a change to be the best you can be. Make that conviction that from now on you will be a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who will do his or her best to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to do that which is pleasing to Allah. And make the conviction to focus on quality in your acts of worship. And so take some of that, inshallah, from this month. It's the pit stop. And if we don't refuel ourselves, we will not make the journey. This is the opportunity to do so. So refuel yourselves with taqwallahi subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to teach us that which benefits us and benefit us from that which He has taught us. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our fasting and our prayers. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this Ramadan the best Ramadan that we've ever had. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us amongst those whom He has freed from the hellfire and has entered the highest level in paradise. Wa jazakum Allahu khayran wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.